Have you ever written before? Anne asks. Never, I say, eyeing the ridiculous bloomers and wondering which will be more humiliating, the riding or the costume. The other girls have gathered in front of Spence when Felicity and I arrive. We're outfitted in the latest fashion for bicycling. Long bloomers, a blouse with leg of mutton sleeves, and straw hats encircled with ribbon. The bloomers make me feel like a large duck, but at least I'm not as skittish as Elizabeth, who can barely walk for blushing. She hides behind Cecily and Martha, shaking her head. Oh, I can't! They're immodest! Indecent! Felicity grabs her by the hand. And absolutely necessary if you're to ride a bicycle. I find them a great improvement upon the uniform, I can tell you that. Elizabeth shrieks and runs for cover again. Dear God, it is a wonder that she can even bathe herself without fainting at the immodesty of it all. Very well, suit yourself, Felicity says. She's not shamed a bit, of course. I cannot tell you how liberating it is to be without layers of skirts and petticoats. You are the witnesses to my solemn pledge. When I am free of these shackles and living in Paris on my inheritance, I shall never wear a dress again. Oh, fie! Martha says, stricken. How could you not want to wear those lovely gowns your mother has sent from France? Did I mention that my own gown is to be made by Lady Marble's atelier? You didn't, Cecily says. They talk of dresses and gloves and stockings, buttons and baubles, in such fevered, fawning detail I fear I shall go mad. The sounds of hammering and sawing drift out from the east wing. The workmen glance at us, nudging each other, until Mr. Miller threatens to hold their pay. Anne, you look lovely this morning, Felicity says, and Anne blooms at the compliment. Fee lowers her voice. Wasn't last night perfection? To see Pip again, a weight has been lifted from me. Yes, I say, swallowing the lump in my throat. It was good to see her again. And the magic, Anne whispers. Oh, the magic, Felicity beams. I should like to have done everything I could think of with it, for I've none today.
None at all.
Anne can barely hide her smile. Felicity shakes her head. Not a bit. Have you any? Anne looks at me. It seems to be coming to life again in me. I gifted Anne this morning, and I shall do the same for you, I say, holding her hands until I feel the magic spark between us.
What are you three whispering about? Martha asks, eyeing us suspiciously.
Employing magic to better our lives, I answer. Felicity turns away, giggling quietly.
You are rude and common, Gemma Doyle, Martha sniffs, and you are wicked to encourage her, Felicity Worthington. And as for you, Anne Bradshaw, oh, why should I bother?
Thank goodness the three bicycles are brought round. We shall have to take turns. I've never seen a bicycle up close before. It's rather like a metal S with two wheels and a bar for steering. And the seat, it seems far too high to sit upon. Inspector Kent greets us in his brown cotton coat and cap. He is Mademoiselle Lafarge's betrothed, a detective with Scotland Yard, and a kind man as well. We are genuinely happy they shall be married come May. Mademoiselle Lafarge looks on from her spot on the grass, where she has laid out a blanket. She wears a thick bonnet that frames her plump face, her merry eyes. Not so long ago she pined for a lost love, but under Inspector Kent's kind attention she has blossomed.